Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing this morning?
Well, let's see. I got slapped 3 times for getting into the kids' Halloween candy.
Absolutely. A little tired from the late doorbells last night.
Any broken pumpkins in the yard or anything?
No, but I had a guy give me a can of beer when I was out taking the kids. I kid you not. He goes, here you go. You deserve this for taking the kids out. I'm home and the wife just looks at me and goes,
really? I did not have that. That is a new one for me.
He wasn't handing them out to kids.
Okay, good. Just to the adult helpers, for sure.
Exactly.
Well, yes, we all made it home safe last night. There were definitely a lot of mummies seemed to be popular out there. So it was a good time for sure and crazy. But we have had this continued, when you look at the bigger picture of things, amazing weather and amazing real estate market. We have been absolutely slammed the last 3 weeks, and it just is continuing right now. We've got in the studio with us Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, Lance, I'm doing fantastic, and I know you know this already, but the listeners don't. I have formally accepted a promotion to become branch manager of the home lending department for Umpqua.
Congratulations. Yes. That is a big, big deal. So,
you know, it's fantastic. Over the years, I've had so many mentors that have really helped me build my business to what it is today. And I'm it's a huge opportunity, and I'm thrilled to be able to share all this knowledge that I have in me with my entire team to just make them better than ever and help them reach their full potential. So it's fantastic.
Well, that is just great news, Tom, and great news for the show. Having that level of expertise and that different level of decision-making and access to... We're dealing with the boss now is what you're telling me.
We're
going
to have the doors around here widened.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really looking for the opportunity.
We always like to start off with some celebrity real estate stories to kind of go along with our local real estate news. And with Tom's announcement, I'm going to call that the local real estate news. Tom Coyne, the new branch manager for Umpqua there. Congratulations. Big changes happening and glad to... We knew it ahead of time. We knew having you on the show as our lending expert. This just solidifies our choice.
Well, you know what's great is that as a loan officer, you're going through just your scenarios. But now I'll be brought into all my entire team. So there's just going to be so much more that I'm exposed to than I was before.
So on to our celebrity news story here. We are dealing with an amazing property. And if you remember the show, Breakfast at Tiffany's,
yeah,
iconic show. Well, the outside shots that they had in New York in front of that brownstone, that actual home is for sale and back on the market.
Ooh.
And I tell you what, that New York real estate market has been going crazy. If you watch any of those HGTV shows or you see some of the Southern California, New York real estate shows, it always blows my mind. That property was listed in 2011 for $5.975 million and sold. 2011, now currently back on the market for $8 million.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy jump in values and prices in basically a term of 3 years. So we see some markets like that that have international influence and stuff with them make big, big changes. But it's a pretty iconic property. It's actually split into duplex, where they have the upper two floors being one duplex and then a garden apartment and smaller unit in the lower floor. So, and there you go, an $8 million duplex. Not going to see that around
trying to fix her up.
It's a fixer-upper. So that is our crazy kind of international, outside of our market real estate story. One of the biggest things that we've noticed a lot recently is, number one, how busy the market has still been. There's still been a high number of transactions going on. We've had relatively amazing weather this year so far, and it has just been, I don't even think we've had our first frost yet inside the city limits, have we, McKay?
It's been closed.
It's been closed.
Officially, I have not scraped the windows yet.
Okay, excellent. And so it's really kind of kept things moving along, and that market really hot, easy to show property, still pretty warm outside. But one of the things that we're starting to get, especially we're kind of, as we finished up Halloween last night, we're into that first major holiday of the season, of what everybody calls kind of the holiday season. So a lot of the questions we get these days is, do any houses sell the rest of the year? Can I still sell my house from now till the end of the year? And we were out on three or four appointments this week, myself personally, talking to these sellers that either have job transfers or have had major changes where they have to sell. The truth of the matter is we still get a lot of sales between now and the end of the year. December, a lot of times, ends up being one of our busiest months as far as closings, and those are from sales that happen in November. So there's still time left to get a sale before the end of the year. One of the reasons that is, and this is one of my favorite shows, is kind of helping debunk that myth of home selling, is when you look at the actual numbers over the last 2-3 years, we have on average 2 to 220 homes selling in November and December. So we're going to have upwards of another 400 home sales still throughout the rest of the year. The number one reason that I wrote down that you might want to consider being on the market if you have to or are still wanting to sell is that November and December buyers are very serious. There is a lot of competition for your time in November and December. You have Christmas shopping. You have kids' events. You have performances to go to.
Black Friday.
You've got the Black Friday stuff going on. So if you're getting showings in November and December and someone is looking at your home, there is a big, big chance that that is a very serious buyer and something that you should really, really take into account. We really concentrate on making sure that these buyers this time of year have all the information that they need to make a good decision, because they're probably going to make a decision. They're not fooling around if they're out looking in the ice and snow. So that's the number one reason that I wrote down. The number two reason that I have is that a lot of homes show better decorated for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get too excited over here. I'm not talking Griswold style, okay?
My 7 inflatables?
Yes, I'm not talking about 7 to 15 inflatables along with nuclear auxiliary power. But there is, people are generally more conscious about sprucing up the house this time of year. Lots of people have decorations out like candles and food that smells good. Well, it really makes a buyer feel at ease in that home. It feels like home, you know, home for the holidays. And so people have lights out and they've cleaned up for the holiday parties. I mean, my carpet cleaners always tell me that between now and Christmas is some of their busiest time, because the weather's going to get worse. People are going to be indoors more. They're getting ready for those holiday parties. And so the carpets are cleaned in the houses. The houses are decorated. Now, like I said before, with the Griswold Christmas, we don't want to go overboard, but tastefully done, a lot of these houses will actually show better during the holidays. Reason number three that I have, and really over the last 2 to 3 years, this has probably never been more applicable than it is now, and that's generally this time of year we end up having less inventory, okay, because not only are the number of sales going to drop a little bit from the 300s to the 350s a month to 210 to 220, but there's also less homes on the market because a lot of people don't want to mess with it during the holidays. It does take a little more effort, we know, and a little more effort for the scheduling. So generally, because of the time of year and the weather, you have less homes on the market. Then you couple that with over the last 2 to 3 months, we've really in the Tri-Cities been playing catch-up with inventory levels to the point where we've had less inventory than we normally have this time of year. So we've got lower inventory than normal, and we couple that with the holidays and the weather. Instead of competing against three or four other choices that the buyers might have, it might just be you and one other house. Mm-hmm. So when there's less competition, you're going to get more looks, and you're going to have a more serious chance at getting an offer. So that's one reason is a lot of times a house that might be so-so will really stand out when there's only one or two other choices versus seven or eight other choices. So that's kind of our top three reasons that we have there that I wrote down for why you might want to list during the holidays and how that can affect your sale. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about a couple more reasons about why to list through the holidays, a quick review of our hassle-free listing terms, and we're going to talk to Tom Coyne about what's going on with Umpqua in his new role as the branch manager.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We hope everybody had a great Halloween last night. It is November. What the heck is going on? I think with the weather and stuff this year, it really snuck up on us. But we wanted to fit in some ideas about still being able to sell your property by the end of the year, listing during the holidays, and then talk about some of our programs that make that possible. But first, one of the biggest, most integral parts about the majority of the transactions we do is what goes on the lending side and how important that can be. We saw some offers this week with out-of-town pre-approval letters that weren't even really pre-approval letters. And when we dug into the details a little bit and made some calls, it ended up being that the folks never should have been pre-approved in the first place. So dealing with somebody local that knows what they're doing and has a handle and a pulse on what's going on, we have with us in the studio Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua. Tom, how you doing?
Lance, I'm fantastic. You know, when you told me what you're going to be talking about here coming up, I really looked at those things as what differentiates Lance from his competitors and the other real estate agents out there. So I thought it'd be appropriate to really go through what I think are these unique things that we do that really stand us out from our competition. And first and foremost, it's the customer service we offer. It is at the very heart and soul of our company. And too often I hear stories from clients that their last experience was awful, or they've heard stories about lending being awful. And lending really doesn't have to be difficult. It is what the lender makes it. And I can generally tell right off the bat when I sit down and meet with someone if they had a bad experience in the past. And I can tell by the types of questions they're asking me. They're expecting something to go wrong. And it really doesn't need to be that way. Now, when I'm doing a loan, I certainly don't look at them as just another transaction or a loan number. Each client presents an opportunity to really build a relationship that lasts for years. When we close a loan, it's not like they never hear from me again. I'm in contact with the clients 3, 4, 5 times a year. I want to make sure they know I'm available. So if anything comes up that they have questions on, I'll always be there to pick up the phone and try to help them where I can. And then that relationship that I build with them hopefully spreads on to their friends and their family and so on, and just keeps building. So the service standards I hold my team to are without a doubt the main reason we are as successful as we are. But from start to finish, we walk a client through the entire transaction. They're constantly updated on what is going on so that they're never in the dark, or they say, geez, what are they working on? How come it's taking 3 weeks? But I always want to make sure I also give them realistic expectations on what to expect so that there's never any surprises. And at the end of the transaction, we make sure that things are better than they expected. It doesn't matter how smooth processing went from start all the way down to the end. If we get to closing and they're coming in with more money than they expected, they're going to leave that transaction with a sour taste in their mouth, and that will be the last thing they remember. So it's so important for us to under-promise and over-serve. It's a very real philosophy that we certainly live by. Now, aside from the service, I see a few other competitive advantages that we have. One is really just our process and how we get a loan from application to closing. Now, our processing flow is really set up in a way that allows us to streamline all the processing at every loan we do. Now, when we're in a dire situation where maybe Lance calls and says, hey, this so-and-so lender just blew this thing up. I need you to save it. It's got to close in 2 weeks.
It's no pressure there.
You know, it's not uncommon for us to take a loan and push it through in 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And it's just how things are set up now. We don't like to do that, I mean, because we rearrange stuff, but it's definitely possible. I would say our average closing is right around 3 weeks or so, and that's no rushes, just start to finish, everything going how it should. And like I said, you know, loans don't have to be difficult. We really try to streamline the entire process, make it as efficient as possible. That makes the borrower's experience better, that makes the realtor's experience better, and then of course it makes my job easier. Now, aside from service and just the process flow that we have, I have 5 products here that I think really differentiates us from our competitors. And the first and foremost, I've talked about a lot, is our construction loan. It's really a niche product that Umpqua tries to focus on. The fee structure is extremely competitive. The fact that we'll do 5% down on custom construction loans is really, really a big deal. And not very many lenders in town offer that I know of, if any. So the construction loan is a big deal, and it's really helping out the construction community. When we're able to come out and do 5% down on a custom construction loan, it's helping these custom construction builders build more houses, because people that otherwise couldn't afford the down payment requirement to build a custom construction house now can. So it's a big deal, and we're already seeing immediate impacts with just rolling that out here in the last 6 months or so. Now, another thing that Umpqua really focuses on is our jumbo loan, and that's loans above $417,000. So we don't see these all the time. That's not a huge market in Tri-Cities, but they certainly do come along. Now, our pricing on these loans is better than our conforming products, which is unheard of. And again, it's something that Umpqua really likes, and they really have a taste for. We keep these loans in-house. They're a portfolio product, meaning we're using our own money. And what I also really like is we have set guidelines, of course, for this program, but maybe something is a little bit out of the guideline. But maybe the credit score is 5-10 points lower than what we require. But the client has great job history. Maybe they have really low debt to income, or they got money reserves. Well, they have what's called compensating factors. We'll say, hey, no problem. We still like this loan. We're going to do it. And because it's a portfolio product in-house, we can kind of make our own rules on it. A part of the portfolio also is our physician loan, and so this is dedicated just to physicians, and there's a lot of unique features that we offer on this program that our other programs don't have. 5% down on jumbo loans if you're a physician. So another unique product. Manufactured homes is something that Umpqua really doesn't shy away from. Now, we still won't finance manufactured homes in a rented development, but we'll allow for a conventional loan just 5% down on a manufactured home.
Ooh.
If you pick up a phone book and shopped around, I think you're going to hear a consensus 20% down for conventional and manufactured. We'll do those with just 5. And the last one I want to talk about is our Rural Advantage loan. So these are for properties that are, maybe you're wanting to buy a cabin up in the mountains on 100 acres of timberland. That's something we'll look at. Or maybe you're buying a property that has a large pasture and it's got 60 acres. It's not anything that we're going to shy away from. Really, our biggest thing is this normal for the area? Are there comparables to support it? But we don't have a guideline that just says, oh, we're only going to do up to 10 acres, which is what I've seen a lot in the past. And when we were Sterling, the same thing we had there. So the Umpqua Rural Advantage loan is something, again, we don't see every day, but it's a nice little niche product that we have, and it helps us better serve our community.
Gives people more opportunities, to get out there.
It absolutely does, and that's great information, Tom, and I appreciate you bringing all those programs. Those portfolio programs that you mentioned are just rare that we see those type of guidelines, and it can really expand the pool to, kind of loosening things up a little bit for people that can really afford those type of loans and helping them get into that type of house. So a lot of great options there that we might not see somewhere else. I know exactly what's going to happen because we have such great information this week is we're going to run out of time. I picked 3 because I don't want to run out of time to talk about property. We love our property. We love our listings. We're excited about selling some stuff. I'm going to go backwards today. I'm just feeling it a little bit. So I'm going to go pick the number 3 first.
Okay.
So our number 3 pick, 5401 Truman Lane in Pasco. Now, this is a Rambler that's just absolutely incredible. 4 bedrooms.
bedroom, three bath, plus a den Rambler. So we're talking 2,500 square foot Rambler, open floor plan, great, great room with a gas fireplace, formal dining area off of that, perfect for entertaining. So we've got a huge kitchen, large breakfast bar, big master suite, sitting area, walk-in closet, and then a big private bath. We're getting all this in RV parking, and we're coming in with $206,000
wow.
at the price. So to get a Rambler like that, that large of a footprint, 2,500 square feet, and come in at $206,000 is an incredible, incredible deal. Now, pick number two, this is rare. This is on 2136 Hoxie Avenue in Richland. What's rare about this North Richland home is it's one owner.
That's one, just down from where I grew up.
Yes.
Three houses.
And so I don't get too many of these anymore these days because I'm getting older. And if I find a one-owner home, that means it's probably really old. But this is a one-owner home. And so it was just meticulously cared for. Just has that ability where someone loved this home and stayed in it forever. So,
I know which one you're talking about. And these were very well-built homes, garrison homes.
Very, very well-built. 2,503 square feet. So 2,500 square feet. We've got original hardwood floors under the carpets in the upper level. I can just picture in my head when you pull that carpet back and have those refinished. You can't pay to put floors in like that these days anymore. So it is just incredible. Charming kitchen with a breakfast bar, tile counters, tile floors. You've got a gas fireplace already put in on the upper level, wood fireplace on the lower level. 18 by 16 and 14 by 12 unfinished rooms on the lower level. So you could finish those off to exercise rooms, theater rooms, whatever you wanted to do. Backyard with lush landscaping. You've got a dog kennel already in there. And this is that Hoxie address. So you've got walking distance to the river and the walking paths.
Mm-hmm.
We've priced this at $239,900.
Wow. I grew up in the neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood.
It's beautiful.
Lots of nice mature trees.
Absolutely.
I know exactly the hardwood floors you're talking about.
Yes,
you will flip.
They are awesome. So, and that is just, that was our pick number two. Now, pick number one, another. I mean, I tell you what, we talked about home selling before the end of the year. We have some amazing inventory right now. This is 615 Muriel Street in Richland. And what this is in Meadows East. So this is Meadow Springs up there by the golf course, just right across from where you go into the country club up there. This is a three-bed, two-bath Rambler, 1,888 square feet. You've got a large living room and a family room that has the masonry fireplace, spacious kitchen with newer cabinets, dining nook, and your slider goes out to a covered patio. Big master bedroom with its own bathroom, fully fenced backyard, and I tell you what, it's got some RV parking also. They've done a double curb cut, so on one side of the house you have the driveway going into the garage. Around the corner by the backyard, they've done the curb cut and put in another parking pad. So you've got RV parking, and you've priced this. You're getting into Meadow Springs neighborhood. This is priced at $188,500. Okay, so this is one of those ones you hear about on the radio today, and if you don't call me, it's not there on Monday. So so this is it's just a great deal, and to get into that price point into Meadow Springs is just a fantastic deal.
That's ridiculous with a capital R.
Absolutely. So great inventory right now. Some great options for any buyers that are still looking out there, and great options for our sellers that still want to sell, because we've had this late fall market that has stayed extremely busy. So we're super happy about that. One of the things I said we would mention quickly is our hassle-free listing terms. People always ask, what is this about, Lance, and how does that work? A couple things that really can differentiate us is we offer some flexible rate commission plans, so you're not always having to pay the exact rate, and you can call us and talk to us about that. So we give people some options based upon how the house could potentially sell. The next biggest part about the hassle-free listing plan is we've taken away the contract terms, meaning that can be a day-to-day contract for you. One of the biggest complaints that we hear in the industry about people is they were stuck in a contract or they weren't happy with something and they had to wait. That just does not happen with our hassle-free listing terms. That is a day-to-day contract for you to make a decision if we're still employed or not on Monday.
Wow.
And that's kind of our guarantee to make sure
that
you're giving us that opportunity to earn that job for you. Another thing, when Tom said it and we went over the calculations and did, is what is the differentiating factor? Well, one of the biggest differentiating factors is your ability to market and get the message out about the house that you're dealing with and your business and what you're doing. So we played with some fun numbers and we looked at what the average agent makes, and then we looked at our marketing budget. And it was more than the average agent makes. So when you're making that decision, knowing that our marketing spend and our promotion that we're using to drive buyers and get traffic in the doors is more than what that average agent is going to make. And so it was real interesting when we ran those numbers. Two things happened. One, I was excited about that for how much marketing we're doing. And then second, as I went back and looked at the budget to make sure I was reading the numbers correctly. But you still turned me on. We're here on the radio show, and so anyway, it was good though for us to look at that. We always do a big year end review. We're going through that right now and setting some massive, massive goals for next year, which means we're gonna sell more homes, help more buyers get into more homes, and give people that type of service that they're looking for. One of the things we did is, as I laid out the radio shows for the rest of the year, we're gonna do a big goal setting show in December, and so talk to the listeners about that. So I'm super excited about that. This is a fun time of year for us because we are ahead of track on our goals, which means that we can sit down and make bigger ones for next year, and it's just really, really exciting, especially with how much activity has been going on in the market. As always, I've got a page and a half of material left that we did not get through, but I'm happy. Welcome to November. And it is here. I hope everybody had a safe night last night. We're here listing, buying, and selling homes. If you need anything, go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. When it's time to look at the mortgage side of things, Tom, how should they get a hold of you?
You know, please give me a call. I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can reach me at the office at 783-7300 or go to my website, tomcoringhomeloans.com.
Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody, and we'll be right back here next Saturday,
right here on News Talk 870.